This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Community Matters. I am your host, John Robbins, and we are back with the Warren Public Library. We got the crew here, as I've kind of dubbed them. We got Susan, Day, and Jen. We're going to start with Susan. Some of the upcoming kids' events that will be going on. Exciting times, kind of turning towards the holidays, but always exciting times in the library.
Okay. Yes. So hello, everybody. My name's Susan Slater. I'm the children's librarian at the Warren Public Library. And one of the first things I'll share is toddler time. So we've been doing toddler time for years, and it's very popular. We do toddler time on Monday mornings at 10:30 a.m. There's no pre-registration. And basically, we do a story time that involves theme-based stories and songs, finger plays. There's always a simple craft. And then we put toys up for the kids to play with afterwards. So this is definitely a very popular event. And typically, the age range, I just say birth to about age 5. Though everyone's welcome, we certainly don't check ages at the door. It's just that the stories that are read are just aimed at those young age levels.
And for anybody interested, what are these stories? What are the themes of them? If you know everyone's wanting to go, what are they going to be listening to?
So, for example, well, no, we were just closed the other day for Veterans Day, but the week before that, we did we had Halloween themed. So we did a Halloween themed story time. I think the next one, so usually about the week before, I just kind of put together story time. I've been doing it for years, so I just kind of decide what theme I'm going to do. I think the next theme I'm going to do will be like based on construction trucks, that type of thing. Let's see, just recently I did silly animals. You know, so I just picked picture books that had some silly animal themes, and then the craft matches that. So it's just whatever I come up with. But I always like to do something just, you know, loosely theme-based. Right now we'll be doing it from now through December 16th, and this is Monday mornings in the children's department at 10:30 a.m. After December 16th, I take a few weeks off for the holidays, and then we'll start again mid-January, and we'll go through to the end of April. And again, I take a few weeks off, and then we do it through the summer. So this is something that's offered year-round, but just sometimes there's little breaks in between.
And where can people find the information? Whenever you do return back from those breaks, to mm-hmm. you know, where can they find that information to find what the schedule, what's going on?
Sure. So there's always a hard copy of the children's program schedule in the children's room. We put flyers up in the lobby, but we also do social media on our Facebook page and Instagram. And going through the radio like this is another way for people to find out about things. And our website. That was why I almost forgot the website. So, yes, we definitely post on our website, which is warrenlibrary.org. So they can go. There's an events. You can click on events, and you can find the children's, the teen, or the adult events. So they can always look there, too.
All right. What else is going on?
Okay, so this is Smokey the Bear. It is his 80th birthday, so the forestry office has been going around and celebrating Smokey and fire safety this whole entire year. So in conjunction with this, we did have Smokey Bear. It was in September. Smokey Bear came to the library with a forest ranger to talk to the kids about fire safety. But we've been doing a Smokey Bear reading challenge, and that has been going on since September, and that will end soon on November 18th, and you can download a form from our website or pick one up in the children's department. And basically, children can read books about, we do have some books about Smokey the Bear, or they can read books about bears or about, you know, fires, fire safety. We don't want to make it real hard, but the kids, they only have to read a few books, and they turn their form in, and everybody who turns in their form by November 18th, there's going to be a random drawing, and one child is going to win a wonderful Smokey the Bear prize basket. We have a volunteer that loves to put together prize baskets for us, so we have this wonderful prize basket that some lucky child will win. So that's the Smokey Bear Reading Challenge. That's going on now, like I said, until November 18th. And what we have going on next then, and this is after, well, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, November 30th, we have a Christmas magic show. So once Thanksgiving is over, we're jumping into Christmas, of course. And this is the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So Chris Johnson, he is our favorite magician. He comes out of New York. We've had him come to the library numerous times through the years. His shows are very popular. We've done a lot of his magic shows. We've never done his Christmas magic show. So this is our first time doing Chris's Christmas magic show. So this is Saturday, November 30th at 11:30 a.m. It'll take place in the Slater Room, which is up on the third floor of the library. So because we have to adhere to room capacity, we can accommodate 116 attendees. So we just have to, you know, the first one's there. There's no pre-registration or anything. So it's like first come, first seated basis. But again, he does a great job. So this is a show. It's interactive. It's hilarious. It's suitable for kids of all ages and fun-loving adults.
And now the library is meant for people of all ages. Let's go to some of the teen category. Obviously, I remember when I was a kid going as the children's room. I remember going to any library. It was the highlight of my week. So thank you. Thank you so much, Susan. But
sure.
I mean, this is for fun for the whole family of all ages. Let's get to the teen side of things. Day, you handle that. What's going on for that age group?
Hi, I'm Day Straker. I am head of teen services. I work downstairs in the teen space. It's on the lower level of our library. Not only do we have monthly clubs and programs, we also have video games, computers, and generally just lots of activities available in the teen space for any teens who want to stop by pretty much any time. We get a lot of people after school, so most of our programs take place from around 4 to 5. Notably, we have a Dungeons and Dragons group that meets on the first Saturday of every month. The teens really have been getting into that a lot, and of course new players are always welcome. In fact, our entire group started with people who had never played Dungeons and Dragons before in their entire life, and I DM'd the group, and I had never DM'd before, so it was a huge learning experience for us all, and we're excited to help more people learn the wonderful game.
I'm not big into D&D. I have a lot of friends that are, but I mean, taking on the role of Dungeon Master is quite the ordeal, but that sounds fun. It's really entertaining. Is there anything else going on as we were talking with Susan a little bit with the turning into the holidays? Is there anything going on there?
Oh, yes, definitely. We just finished up a Halloween-themed scavenger hunt. We have another one coming in December. Teens will have a chance to find a bunch of elves around the teen space that will move periodically, and if they find them all, they get a holiday treat. They had a lot of fun with the Halloween one, so I hope to see a lot more people coming out for the sort of holiday-themed one in December.
All right, and I don't mean to, like, brush by anybody, but, I mean, there's so much going on. Jen, there's also adult programming as well for anybody interested. What's going on there? And before we move on, where can they find you guys, once again, just in case anybody tuned in before after Susan kind of went over where you can find the library.
So you can find us at warrenlibrary.org. We also have a Facebook page and an Instagram account.
Amazing. So Jen, what's going on in the adult programming?
So my name's Jen Nisley. I'm the Reference and Adult Services Librarian. And we're really excited to have launched a telescope lending program. This started at the beginning of November. The telescope was donated by the Marshall Martz Memorial Astronomical Association as a gift from George Loringer to the Warren Public Library. So we have a telescope. It's a tabletop telescope, so it's not very big. It's really easy to use. It's accessible, so if somebody has to be seated, the telescope can be adjusted so that somebody can view from a seated position. It comes with an instruction book, a telescope observer's guide, a moon map, a planisphere, and some other objects, and those can all be checked out at the library. So just some things, you have to be 18 or older and have a valid library card to take out the telescope. The borrow period is up to 1 week at a time, and the telescope is available in the reference department, which is on the second floor of the library. So you'll need to come up to the second floor to check it out, and then we do have a lending procedure, so you'll have some things that you need to read over, and we'll do a checklist and sign off on it.
And we're already halfway through November. We kind of missed a little bit of what's going on, the programs throughout November, but there's still a decent amount left that's still pretty impressive that people can come out for.
Absolutely. We have our usual monthly game nights, movie nights, things like that, but a couple of special things. We have Ann Schwanke, who is the student recruiter for Warren and Forest Counties for the Northern Pennsylvania Regional College. She is offering a public information session on Tuesday, November 19th at 5:30. That'll be in the Slater Room on the third floor of the library. We are requiring registration because she'll have some take-home packets, so she just wants to make sure she has enough for everybody. And then just to learn about what they offer, dual enrollment, associate degrees, and workforce training.
And I did, as I said, kind of gloss over a little bit, but I want to leave time for you guys. Is there anything else you want to add, future events, maybe something popped in your head the last couple minutes while everyone was discussing? There's a lot going on in the library, a lot of good things, so I don't want to gloss over anything and not give the time of day for what is going on down there, because there's a lot – obviously, there's a reason why we have – three of you in the studio today, because there's a lot going on, a lot of moving parts, but it's very, very exciting.
Yeah, we could probably talk for hours on everything that we have going on.
That's what my thinking was, is that we could go on all day, but I don't want to gloss over anything, because, I mean, it's all pretty exciting stuff going on. But once again, where can they find you? Where can they reach out? Anything a listener might need to know before they would either look into more information or contact you guys, whatever it may be?
Yeah, so you can find us on warrenlibrary.org, and we're also on Instagram and Facebook, and I would say just stop by the library sometime.
And where is the library for anybody that may not know or may just not come into Warren often?
So we're at 205 Market Street in Warren.
Amazing. Well, Susan, Day, Jen, thank you so much for coming on. It's a pleasure. I know we'll have you back. I mean, that's no doubt in my mind. I mean, you're right up the road, so it's not that hard for us. But thank you for coming on. It was a pleasure, and hopefully people will be checking it out as we roll into the holidays and into the new year.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Community Matters. I'm your host, John Robbins. I'm joined by Derek from Yankee Bush Productions. They have a pretty exciting set of concerts coming up, one including Green River with their tribute to Creedence Clearwater Revival. They were known, if you're unfamiliar somehow, with Fortunate Son. That is obviously their biggest hit. A couple others, but they are very exciting band, and Green River does a very good job, according to Derek. Unfortunately, I haven't seen them yet, but I would love to. Derek, go into more depth about this concert coming up.
Probably 12 years, and the leader, the Fogerty tribute artist, is Rick Horvath. And, it's probably been 10 years. In the summer after they had performed for us one spring, they did a gig for an event at the Rouse home, and everybody liked them there. But yeah, it's a pretty clear rendition of them. They've been around for 13 years, so we had them kind of at the beginning, you know, when they started. And Fogerty, and, you know, of recent, of course, all the controversy about him and his brother and and the band and all of that. But it's been a pretty great experience with those guys. We're thinking about spring, probably the Eagles tribute, which we've had here, let's see, 10 times in 14 years. They're kind of our flagship band. Seven Bridges. They do a really great job. People come back year after year. And the possibility for spring is, April show would be possibly, would be Pink Floyd tribute, and that is Floyd Concept, and this will be their third time. And they'll be here probably in April, and then the traditional time for Eagles is the May show. Yeah.
So say Pink Floyd, that piques my interest. That's what I, my father raised me with a lot of Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
But I can't say no to that one. I mean, some exciting things coming up with obviously both of those, but let's obviously go to more into this one. This is a pretty exciting concert coming up. It's where is it at?
It's at the Library Theater in Warren. And we've been there now, back there, I guess, more than 10 years. And it is Saturday, November 23rd, 8 p.m. People can get tickets now. They've been on sale. All our seats are reserved. They're all one price. And you call the theater at 723-7231. You can go on our website, which I encourage you to do, which is yankeebushproductions.com. We're able to do Yankee Bush because of local business, local small and bigger companies and businesses, and that's the only reason we can do it. We sell enough tickets to cover the overhead, just. So we're spending about $40,000 a year to produce four shows. We do that with ticket sales. So it begs the question, why do it? Because our revenue for our time is provided by advertisers, local, small, and bigger businesses. So we want to thank them. And we send you to our site, yankeebushproductions.com, so you can look at those ads and find out about all the great businesses we have, lodging, restaurants, corporations, products. And we've got a fairly unique site, and that is we're the only buying site in the area. And by that I mean for Western New York and Western PA, you want a new product, you want a new service, you want a new professional, you want a new place to eat, and you Google that or whatever search engine you're using. And if we have them, our site will come up with their ad and, of course, their sites. And yeah, so that's worked really well. And they get a ticket package with their advertising. So it's worked out really great, but if we didn't have that, there wouldn't be the equation just doesn't work with 900 seats and a $10,000 budget, and that's the band and the running the theater and insurance and advertising and hospitality and all those things that go to make up a show like that. So that's worked out really well for us. We've been at it about 25 years.
It's been an exciting 25 years from what I'm understanding.
It's been really great, and the community has been out there for us. And Pam and I got started, we both went to movies at the Library Theater, and because it was our movie theater from 1919 to 1980. And I happened to be at the Historical Society and one of the first people in the door when the movie business moved to the mall. And the community got together and raised $1.6 million or more and turned it back to the 1919 movie palace that it is today. And that's what you see when you walk in. So it's pretty exciting. Yeah. So back to CCR. All the hits. Bad Mood Rising. Proud Mary. Up Around the Bend. Midnight Special. All those great shows. In 93, Creedence Clearwater Revival was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And, they're really one of the classic rock bands from the 70s. And we're glad to have Green River. Rick and his group, they just do a fantastic job. And as I say, you can get tickets now. You can walk to the box office, or I'm sorry, the theater office, which is left side of the building or west side of the building from the main doors to the lobby. And they're there 10 to 5 Monday through Friday.
And then as we did with the Johnny Cash tribute concert, we will have a ticket giveaway. You can stay tuned on our Facebook for that information.
Yes, that's working very well.
Yeah, that worked really well last time, so we're going to do that again. And, I mean, that's always exciting, so you have a chance to win some tickets for the Green River's tribute to Creedence Clearwater Revival, I think is the best way to phrase it. And, I mean, you were talking about CCR that – that those are songs that even I listen to, and you know, have spanned generations. You mentioned they were like kind of the mainstays of, you know, 60s, 70s rock and roll, and then it being still crosses generations to today. So certainly something, you know, even if you have a, you know, children, grandchildren that are interested in rock and roll, definitely a show to check out.
Well, I've been amazed over the years how many young people like yourself, Pink Floyd, and all the others we've brought, Eagles and Ozzy and AC/DC, and that's kind of where we're at right now. Beatles are going to come back. The country stuff has been great. Our Shania Twain or Shania Twin tribute's been very popular. She said to me last time she was here, because I don't know. She said, well, how old are you? And I said, well, I'm kind of long in the tooth. And she said, well, did you know that expression, long in the tooth?
I've heard it before. Okay. I haven't heard it in a while.
It has to do with buying horses 150 years ago.
I was going to say, I haven't heard that.
The tooth is, I think it was a, what's that one? Anyway.
Canine?
Yeah. It was really long, and then the horse was too old. And she said that back to me, but because she's not as old as that. She's a little bit older than Shania, but so, you know, we try to bring new stuff all the time. We're thinking about, never brought a Chicago tribute. We never brought a, it's not going to come. But we, ZZ Top, we're looking at that. The market's a neat thing. When we started 25 years ago, there really was no market for soft seat, non-bar situations for tribute bands. But as we've worked through it, and we've been one of the biggest consumers in Western New York or Western PA of the tribute bands, and they've gotten more plentiful and better, and it's been a kind of a neat ride. Yeah.
So you mentioned, you know, this show, obviously, any upcoming shows. Once again, where can they find you and any information on that coming up, and just more information in general?
The site, YankeeBushProductions.com. Tickets, that same site, the theater's website, and directly call the theater because they handle all our ticketing. It's 814-723-7231. And again, the show is at 8 o'clock on Saturday, the 23rd of November. And that is the Saturday before Thanksgiving. So we hope you'll come out. And my wife, Pamela, the CEO of Yankee Bush, I'm lower middle management, soon to be let go if I don't sell more advertising. she told me the other day that the forecast through the almanac is going to be below 10 degrees the entire week of that. So pray for sun, do a sun dance, and come see Green River on the 23rd of November.
Well, Derek, it was a pleasure having you on. We'll hoping for warmer weather. I mean, I know we always are, but in Warren County and surrounding areas. But thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. And I know we'll have you back. I mean, this is
thanks,
no mistake.
It's nice to meet you. And And that's great. I welcome you here to the station, and it's really neat.
I feel very, very, very welcome. Trust me.
Good.
With a lot of open arms here in Warren County.
That's great.
So, once again, I've been John Robbins, joined by Derek from Yankee Bush, and thanks for coming on, and can't wait to have you on again. Once again, check out their concert with Green River with their tribute to Creedence Clearwater Revival on November 23rd at 8 o'clock at the Struthers Library Theater in Warren.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Community Matters. I am your host, John Robbins. I'm joined by Sherry, Callie, and Jenny with the upcoming food drive, a partnership with Second Harvest. What's going on? What's with this food drive? What should people know? It's coming right up. It's the next couple days. What should people know?
So our food drive this year is on Wednesday, November 20th. Just like years past, we're going to have the street in front of Northwest Bank between 2nd and Pennsylvania Avenue blocked off for a drive-through for the food drive. It's from 6 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. that we'll be there accepting donations, so people don't even need to get out of the car. They can just come drive right through, drop off cash, non-perishable foods. We'll accept frozen turkeys that day. So anything that they can give all stays local here.
We are also accepting donations at our local offices for money and non-perishable food items that would last until the day of the food drive.
And we have four local food banks that we'll be picking up that night. So we have St. Joe's Church, Youngsville New Life Church, the First Church of the Nazarene, and the Sheffield Area Food Pantry as well.
And for anybody that isn't aware, What are non-perishable goods? If people are going to the store, what can they grab? What are you looking for? Kind of specifics for people to know.
Yeah, so non-perishable would be anything. I always say the inside aisles, right? So rice, stuffing mix, canned goods, soup, anything like that. Obviously not fruits and vegetables or dairy products. Those things don't last very long. But anything that, you know, you could take home and put in your pantry and not have to worry about keeping it refrigerated, that's what we could accept ahead of time and, of course, the day of the event.
And this drive-through system, what should people know about before they would head out to donate via that drive-through? What should people know?
There will be volunteers there the entire time. Nobody has to get out of their car if they don't choose to. We will help them unload it and load it into the trucks.
And what times on Wednesday will the drive-thru be going? I mean, it is an all-day thing, but what can people stop by?
Anytime. Anytime between 6 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. There will always be someone there to grab whatever you need out of your trunk, out of your back seat.
Where can they find information? What else you could, if beforehand, you know, they were looking for more information than what maybe they could have heard on the radio, where can they go to find more information?
Sure, so they can locate any of the Northwest branches in Youngsville or both the Warren locations we're accepting, so they could contact any of us there. Also, if they have any questions about the actual Second Harvest Food Bank and the overall food drive that encompasses a lot more than just the Warren area, that's nwpafoodbank.org. They can go right to there and they can look at all the different locations. So great resources, but certainly if you have any questions locally, any one of us are happy to help.
Is there anything else you'd like to add for this? I mean, this is very, very important for anybody that may be struggling with a food shortage of some kind, especially going into the colder months. Is there anything that you'd like to share before going into, I mean, this upcoming weekend, Wednesday?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is a little money can go a long way for a food drive like this. So every $20 that is donated, we can actually provide 44 meals to those that are in need. So even if you only have a few dollars to spare, that little bit of money can go a long way for this holiday season for a lot of people. And again, it all stays local. So all the money stays local, is designated for Warren area, and all the local food banks pick up the food that same day. So it all stays here in Warren County.
And once again, the information, when is it, what time, locations, where can people go for the food drive on Wednesday?
Next Wednesday, 6 a.m. to 6:30 p.m.
And if you have any questions about anything, again, contact any of your local Northwest offices. Jenny, Callie, or myself, Sherry, would be happy to answer any questions that you have. I think I just want to add as well, this is the 20th year that Northwest has partnered with the Second Harvest Food Bank, and I think it's amazing to see Warren County. Warren County comes out and supports their own. It is a feel-good day. If you even just come and just stand there for a half hour, if you want to help, you'll be amazed to see what Warren County will show up and do for its own.
All right, well, thank you for coming on. Once again, Wednesday, November 20th, from 6 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., the drive-thru will be going on. You can also stop at Northwest Bank branches, whatever it may be, whatever way you can help. You mentioned the, you know, every $20 can do 44 meals, mm-hmm. correct?
Yes.
That's an impressive number. So anything goes a long, long way. So Sherry, Callie, and Jenny, thank you so much for coming on. Once again, November 20th, 6 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. is the drive-thru. Thank you.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click Contact.